Plans for the Dime Tabernacle. By Thursday, June 27, all three members of the General Conference Committee, S. N. Haskell, D. M. Cannwright, and James White, were in Battle Creek, and they could hold a meeting. The principal item for study was the enlargement of the work in all of its departments, as called for at the special session of the General Conference held in early March, and to devise ways to take advantage of the providential openings. A second item was the proposition of providing in Battle Creek a more adequate house of worship. Now in late June, the General Conference Committee laid plans for the construction of a new building. It authorized the publication and the review of an address and appeal, setting forth the circumstances under which the committee felt justified calling upon the whole denomination for financial support. The argument was this: the present Battle Creek Church was adequate for the local congregation. But the college, which drew in more than 400 students, and the sanitarium, capable of housing 300 guests and calling for 50 employees, threw unusual demands upon the Battle Creek Church. Also, a place of adequate size was needed for sessions of the General Conference, with delegates from all the states. The suggestion was an edifice capable of seating 2,000 persons. If this was in the form of a tabernacle rather than a formal church building, it could most likely be constructed for about $10,000 or less. The cost of materials and labor was at a low point, which would make building at once attractive and possible, but to do so, the churches must rally to the project. The Battle Creek Church could be responsible for only half the proposed investment, IBID, July 4, 1878. At a meeting of the General Conference Committee held July 3, plans for building were crystallized. There would be an immediate beginning, on the site of the present church, where believers had worshipped for 12 years, IBID, July 25, 1878. The building should be capable of seating 3,000 persons on special occasions. As to financing the project, the proposal ran: that the funds to build this house be raised by monthly contributions from any and all persons, men, women, and children, who shall esteem it a pleasure to contribute to such a house. That the amount of these monthly contributions be 10 cents from each contributor. That these, and all others who can do so, pay $1 or more each, in advance, during the month of July, 1878. That the proposed house of worship, on account of the manner of raising funds for it, be called the Dime Tabernacle. IBID, July 11, 1878.